If your kids have bad dreams or find it hard to sleep at night, have them draw their nightmares. The monsters under their bed, the boogeyman in the closet, whatever it is, you can start with that. Be creative. One of the things that I enjoyed with this was helping Jake like regain his power from whatever that would scare him at night.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Renew Motherhood. And this episode is Art Became My Son's Secret Superpower. For this incredible episode, I'm so excited to talk about art this day. So here is my wonderful guest, Led Bradshaw. Please briefly introduce yourself. I'd like to hand it over to you, Led.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really an honor to be here. I'm Led Bradshaw. I am the owner of Jetpole Studios, and I am also a single dad to a wonderful teenage boy now named Jake, who's a really awesome kid.
So, yes, let's talk about your kid, your son, and because he is drawing a lot, and I think art is just wonderful. I just love it. So it's a hard topic for me to talk about this. And there are different ways to express art. So one is drawing, another one is music. So there are so many ways. But yes, what was the very first drawing session like with Jake? Do you remember a breakthrough moment?
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the highlights of drawing with him, or to give a little bit of background, when I found out that Jake was diagnosed with autism, I started to look up different ways that I can help him as a parent, and I came across something really cool. As a person, you know, as a kid who was always drawing it into comic books, I found a lot of very interesting art therapy exercises, and I said, okay, I can do this because art was the way how I expressed myself. And this is the way how I pretty much learned about the world around me, was pretty much drawing everything I saw and how it was. I was able to feel comfortable with the world around me. So introducing it to Jake, that was unique. So we would sit together for 20 minutes a day and I would introduce drawing to him, or we would sit together and I would just, there really weren't any rules in the beginning. It was just all about having fun and asking him questions about, like, engaging him, asking him about how his day was, or how did he feel. And then I would introduce him to different colors and using that to represent his feelings and how he felt. And over, like, I would guess it was about maybe a couple of months into doing this every single day for 20 minutes a day, I was able to help him, break through the speech delay that he had. He wasn't able to articulate his feelings, but he was able to identify them by using colors. And I would introduce him to drawing happy and sad pictures using colors that he would choose, like blue being sad and red being angry and yellow being happy. And this was a way for him to communicate his feelings. And that was the very first step. And that was the breakthrough when I saw that, you know, this was his way to let me know how he was feeling. And when he was able to say, "Dad, I feel red today. Dad, I feel yellow today." That's when I realized that the lesson was actually working. So I just started to add more art therapy lessons to his session every day.
So wonderful. Yeah, so have you responded in a color, or are you just going with the feeling then and asking questions around the feeling more, or just did you just say, okay, that's it, next part, next day? So how did you handle this?
Well, it was a transition. It was almost like I would say there were like layers to this. And to tell you the truth, I had no set method. This was pretty much just by the universe, fate, whatever. And in the beginning, I was like, wow, okay, he can identify, like, okay, yellow is happy. Dad, I'm yellow today. Okay, so somehow I got this idea where I would take a comic book because he was into superheroes, and that was his thing. He knows everything about superheroes. So I said, okay, I can do an art therapy lesson myself. What if I broke down a comic book and made a lesson out of it? And I was like, okay, this should be fun. What would I do? So then I said, okay, so now that he's able to identify colors with his feelings, he's able to associate them. Maybe I can say, hey, Jake, could you draw me a picture, like a happy picture? Let's use like happy colors and make a happy picture. Let's make the sad colors and make a sad picture. And this was the way I was able to help him identify, to illustrate his feelings. So,
Oh, so wonderful.
and this was, it was a fun exercise because, it was all about engaging him and asking and so what's happening in this picture? And why is this happening? And why do you feel that way? It opened up another door that way because he felt comfortable telling me things. And then as his speech got better, he was able to, or, he's able to articulate things a lot more. But back then, he would just come to me with a picture and he'd go, Daddy, this is how I feel. And I'm like, okay. And that's when I knew. And so that's what I knew. Like, okay,
It's
this is what's
important,
working.
so you can handle the situation better.
And that's what I really wanted. Ultimately, I wanted him to have fun with it. So I didn't want it to feel like it was like a lesson. So we pretty much did. I didn't want him to feel like it was like some kind of class thing that he did. It was just something fun. I would draw something, he would draw something, I would try to draw something, and he'll draw the same thing I drew, and we'll just go back and forth until, like, hey, what do you think this would look like? What do you think is going on in this picture? Like, how do you think, do you think he's angry? Do you think he's sad? Things like that. And it was a way for me to help him to identify, being on the autism spectrum, he was also, he, it took him a while to, he had some difficulty understanding facial expressions or tone of voice. So he would constantly ask me, Dad, are you angry? Dad, are you happy? Are you sad? So this was a way for me to teach him like facial expressions and feelings and, different things. So I really didn't know what I was doing. I was just reading something online and figuring how I can apply it to help him best. And
Oh, it's so great. Yeah, that's actually, I think, have you ever done a picture with him together to say, okay, this is one piece of paper and he starts drawing and you start connecting to the drawing and yes, just drawing something different, or have you done this together, or
surprisingly,
is it?
yeah, we did something like that a long time ago, and I've been meaning to find that, but it was a really, I think it was one of the very first comic book style things that he did that inspired the comic book that we do. And it was one of the first drawings he did of himself as a superhero. And he drew it and said, hey, and like, hey, Dad, can you draw this? And then I took another sheet of paper and on the opposite, actually I took the opposite side. I went on the opposite side and I drew my version of what he drew. And that's what I used to basically model the entire, comic book series off of that one drawing. And we built it from there. So that's how we did it. We kind of inspired each other. He had a
Yes.
story, I illustrated it and he fell in love with it and continued going. But that was one of the fun things that we did.
Wow. Yes, I love this to draw something together. It seems like you can communicate with fantasy, right? So this is amazing. I
And
love
that
it.
was that that was you know that was the thing that I realized that when he was in school, one of the things I don't want to say suppress his special interest because his special interest was superheroes. And as a comic book geek myself, I love talking about superheroes and science fiction all day long. I can talk until I'm blue in the face. And it was interfering with his daily classwork. The idea was to, I figured it would probably be easier to have the teachers get in on his wavelength instead of discouraging him from talking about his special interests? How can we incorporate them best into his daily classwork so he'll be able to grasp it easily? Because it's almost like speaking a different language. Well, that's how I interpreted it. And it was me taking the time to understand him and trying to find the right tools to help him understand. So instead of trying to divert him from talking about superheroes, I used that to the teach him. So for instance, like teaching him about patience, we created a superhero together where his powers have to recharge after he uses them. So teaches him about patience that, he has to wait in order to use his powers again.
Wow.
Another thing that we did was
That's inspiring.
there was
I
just different
think
things.
so many parents listening right now can use this as an example for with communicate with their own kids, especially not only if they have got something like autism or something like this, but also with young children who
Right.
cannot
This can be
express their
done.
feelings, right?
Right. I mean, these activities can pretty and like can be done with any child. And it's what's really what I find so endearing about it is that it creates a really cool bond with with your children. And I wanted to give him a nice, secure, safe space where he could talk about anything, feel comfortable about talking, even about the awkward stuff. And it's like a judgment-free area where I'm not going to like to yell and scream, where he doesn't have to be afraid of how I'm going to react to something. So we sit and we talk about things, and drawing became that safe space where I sit together and I ask him questions. He leads, and I make a note to just not say anything or react to it, but try to answer as patiently as I can, because this is easy for us to like the, especially for me, I'm like, what are you saying? He can't say that, but I wanted to give him as like that safe space where he could, pretty much say whatever he wants or whatever he's feeling at that moment. So when we're drawing together, I'll ask him questions, I'll engage him, and I'll ask him. And it's good exercise that anyone can do with their kids. So you don't have to be Picasso. You don't have to, you don't have to be Michelangelo, and everything, the details don't have to be in there. The idea is just the process itself.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the fun part. That's the part that they're going to remember is like, and you could pretty much create these scenarios out of anything. It could be whatever they did during the day. It could be a field trip to grandma's house. It could be like a trip to the amusement park, and they can create their own little superhero stories out of that. Like, who were your best friends? Like, who were the friends that like that you that you enjoy hanging out with, and what about them do you like, and what do you think they would say about you, and all these little details that you're writing down and you're putting them together to make this story to fill in the blanks. And like, okay, one day we went to the amusement park, and then think about something that they're having an issue with. Like for Jake, it was like eating certain foods. So create a villain that like all he does is make the food turn like make the food nasty, or like it's like he has this cannon that turns everything into broccoli. I mean, there were like wild things that we would do to entertain him, and how I
So
got him
it,
to overcome his fear of the
yes.
dark.
I don't know if you have considered at this moment that the brain development is the best if you can create the safe space for your children. So the neural connections inside of the brain, they are firing if your kid is in a safe space. So I don't know if you have known about this, but you just did it.
I have no idea. I have a tendency of like doing awesome stuff and not realizing it. So
Yeah.
it's like I don't
So you
find out.
did the right thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's by accident. It just sounded like a really good idea at the moment. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna try this and see what happens. And I
Yes.
just went for it, and I've been blessed, very lucky and blessed that like it actually worked. And it's something that I'm very happy to share with other people because it's, one of the lasting things that I would love to do with my life is leave something that can constantly, that feeling that I did something for my son that he's going to remember long after I'm gone. And those moments where, you're sitting together, you're drawing together, and not only that, he's learning the process of how to build and create his own stories at the same time. And one of the unique mantras of, of Jet Pulse, of the comics that we created, is unleash your inner hero. So finding your own
Okay.
superhero story within
Yeah.
yourself, because I was a firm believer for the longest time before, even before Jake was born, that there is a superhero story inside of all of us that's just waiting to be told. And it's found in those, yeah, I don't know. I used to love doing this kind of moments, or man, I wonder what would have happened if I did this moment. And I'm a big guy when it comes to regret. Like, I'm really big on regret when I'm like, I don't want to be the old guy on my deathbed, like looking back on life, like thinking like, if I only had more time to do this. So I'm always encouraging people to, try those things that you're really passionate about. So sitting with my son and talking about superheroes and watching his eyes light up when he's running around the house with like a towel around his neck, pretending to fly. I mean, it's like, I don't know how many of those moments I recorded. I don't know like how many conversations I've had with him about his superpowers and who are his, superhero allies and who are the monsters and how many times that art even helped me overcome his nightmares, helped him overcome his nightmares. And it's like, it became our own personal language. Like, we can hand each other paper, and it's like, this is the moment where he's quiet, he's focused, and I know, like, he's creating something wonderful. And I love that it's encouraged him also to write his own stories.
That's so great. That's so great. So, have you found your superpower within this journey already?
Kind of.
Or still on the searching point?
You know what?
Almost
I
well,
guess
okay.
it's I yeah, it's like I'm much better at finding the super abilities in other people. And it's like been pointing out like their strong points even when they don't see it. I'm a big, I am a tremendous cheerleader when it comes to, hearing about other people's passions, about what they want. And it's like, I'm all about wanting to see them get there. And it's that, why can't we all have that awesome moment where it's like, where, that the thing that you always want to achieve, but you're not really quite sure if you can or not. And that's, yeah, that's, that's,
That's it. Go.
that's basically it. So it's, I'm all about that. And I'm, so whenever somebody comes to me with an idea about, hey, this is a business I want to start, this is a project I want to do, and it's like, listen, I can help you put that together. Let's work on this together and see where we can go with this. And that's cool. But as far as like my own superpower, well, I, you know what? I, you know what? I really feel like I could probably like teach someone how to do what I did, or at least show them what I did to achieve their own success. I mean, it's not probably going to turn into the same thing, but I know that it's going to have a lot of positive results when it comes to, bonding with children and creating that bonds with family because of the stories that people will create together. And who knows,
And
maybe,
that's the foundation. This is the
right.
really foundation, the connection, the bonding process with your children. This is the ground where everything can start. So if you don't make this as the foundation, you always will have problems.
Right. And it's good when you have that, and it really helps out even now as he's getting older, is becoming a teenager. There's the defiance, there's that, they develop that meathead gene where sometimes you're like, wow, you're so aggravating right now. Why are you? Because it's you're the teenager, like the and it's like he's 14, so like everything now is like, I could do it myself. I could do this, and I'm like, all right, fine, I'm stay away. Like, you just go ahead, just I'll be right over here. And
Great.
and it's like now it's like he'll come to me and it's like, like, I'm sorry if I said that you were being rude for asking this or whatever. And I look at him, I don't get mad. I'm like, I'm cool, I'm fine. And in the back of my head, I'm like, you know what? I'm proud of him for coming to me and talking to me. Because if he
Yes.
with me, he can do that with someone else. And
So
the
don't
feel
take it personal.
exactly. And it's like, and that is the kind of behavior I encourage from the beginning so that he's not afraid to say what he feels or what he thinks.
So
And
if you could, sorry.
no, go ahead, please.
If you could summarize what art has done for your relationship with Jake in one sentence, what would it be?
Communication. It really, I learn how to speak my son's language by connecting with his special interest. And whether your children are into race cars, rocket ships, trains, whatever it is, these things can be used as learning tools and bonds to bring us close together. And it all it takes is creativity. It takes just a little bit of, a little bit of thinking, and there's a lot of cool like workbooks and things you can find or put together like really cool lessons and making it a quiz out of it and something to really identify. It's fun. It really is. And
So
yeah.
what advice would you give to a parent who feels uncreative, but wants to use art to connect with their child or with their children? So is there
Have fun
anything?
with it first. Have fun. Have fun with it first. It's like instead of treating it like a lesson, have fun with it.
Yes.
Get your hands dirty. Do the finger painting. Do the
Yeah.
watercolors. Have fun. The more fun you have, as you're having fun, you also become more creative, and you can also sprinkle in those little lessons into it. But as long as you're having fun. And I think that's the reason why it was so meaningful for Jake and I, was because we were having fun at it, at its foundation, it was nothing but fun. And I
Yes.
would just add a little lesson here and there until like, oh wait, I can actually turn this into like I can create an entire lesson plan out of this. But it started with, okay, you draw something and I draw something and let's see what happens. Or
Yes.
you can start as easy as to introduce children into this. I created, well, I didn't create it, but I got the idea. And to be honest, it's like an emotions chart. And it's you can make this on your printer just by making a whole bunch of squares all over, or creating a chart, from Monday through Friday, and just stick it on the refrigerator. And you use colors to highlight their emotions, like we talked about earlier. So whether yellow is happy and red is angry and blue is sad, and have it somewhere where the kids at the when they come home from school or for whatever activity they're doing, have them mark down how they're feeling. And then
Yes.
as they're doing that, then you can engage them and ask them why. And then
Yes.
introduce them to like, hey, can you create a picture like using those colors? Show me what happened. Or like and if they like kids have difficulty articulating what's happening with them because they don't have the words to put it all together. So sometimes what I would do is encourage him to draw his day or draw what happened instead. And then I'd have him narrate, and I'll just stay quiet. And then I'll have him narrate the entire thing. And then after he's done, then I'll ask him questions. So what happened next? So what happened this? Oh, really? And what did he say after this? And what did, and then that gives him the ability to answer everything, you know? And if I'm not
Yes.
reacting to it angrily, then he's just going to continue. You know, so that's how that's one way how I introduced it. And so I don't want anyone to rack their brains thinking that, oh my God, I have to try it, I have to do this way, but have fun. Have
Yes,
fun.
we are so reasonable. We always are in our brains to really to think about, well, I am, well, a lot of times this way to think and to overthink instead of getting into the heart and just express what's inside, right? So it's a heart-to-heart connection and not a brain-to-heart connection, right? So you
Because then
have
that's where,
to
yeah,
let
you
go a
lose the
little.
link there. It's gotta be, you know, you gotta, you know, it's gotta be equal there.
Yes. You said in a previous interview that art helped Jake identify emotions. Was there ever a moment where Jake surprised you with a new perspective on his feelings?
Well, let's see. There was a few times where at one point we were, I guess there were the uniform colors that he would always use. And then one day he introduced a new one completely on his own. And I was completely fascinated. I was so fascinated by it. And I was like, why did you choose that color? You know? I was like, wow. Like, really? And I remember like the base colors I remember from Heart. I remember it was blue, blue for sad. It was yellow for happy. Red was angry. And then he brought out gray, and I was like, what's
Great.
gray for? And he was like, I'm worried. And I'm like, really? I was like, so why did you choose gray? He was like, he was and it was funny because he was saying that just when you're worried, everything feels funny. It's like, you know, like he heard that he associated it with fog and like worry. So he used the color gray. And I was like, that's fascinating. I was like, okay. I was like, can you
Absolutely.
draw me a picture with that? And that's what he did. And then he would find other colors and I just let him lead the entire. So I was like, you know what? You're the teacher today. You teach me something. And then he would use what was it? It was one day we were sitting outside and I have a nice view of like we're right along the water and he's looking out at the bridge and the sun is setting. And so he sees like orange and whatever. And he goes, orange is calm. So orange and purple are very calming colors for him. So I'm like, can you draw me like, you know, photos and you draw me the photos, but draw pictures and stuff where I had him choose photos that he liked and everything with those colors in them. So then we started using them in the comic books to, you know, like what, like a, and that's how we would identify certain scenes. Like we wanted to accentuate certain scenes by punctuating them with colors. So now it's not, you're reinforcing a feeling or an emotion by the color that you're seeing and the facial expressions that the characters are making. And this was a way that I was helping him learn how to be an effective storyteller. You know? And
Yes. Yes.
that's how that whole thing came about. So yeah, he surprised me because like he took that lesson, that little simple lesson, and elaborated on it. And on his own, because he was having so much fun with it, he was like, what other colors can I use? And he broadened his, his palette with other different, with different colors. And I thought it was so awesome. Like, really.
But he's so conscious about his feelings then, right?
Yeah.
So
So,
aware, how is, what kind of feeling do I have? And what does it mean to me? How does it feel? How does it, with what does it resonate? Or what can I see that resonates to this feeling? So I think it's very fascinating to say, okay, it feels like fog. Worry
right.
feels like fog. So it's great. I think this is wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many adults know about this or know about their feelings in this depth. Really, this is
Well, it
great.
does bring a level of understanding, and I feel like more people, it taught me how to become more connected with what I'm feeling. Because I didn't know how disconnected I was until I started doing these lessons with him myself. And then that really changed my perspective on how I approached, how I approach life. I'm like, wow, I never really thought about that until I started sitting here and doing this with him. Like, who would have thought that breaking down a comic book, like into several different lessons would be something that even I needed to help, understand my place in life and how I can help my son. Comic books have always been that one thing that like teachers would tell me, like, you can't bring that to school. There's nothing to learn from them. Put those away. And here I am, saying to myself, like, I can.
I prove you wrong, teachers.
Yeah. I mean, and you can really like I'm a big, I'm a big fan for comic books in the classroom because they can be used for that. One of the reasons why I decided to start creating comic books wasn't only to show Jake that you can turn a dream into reality, but also to make them fun, educational, and exciting, and show people that this was something that I used to, to bring out the good qualities of my son. Like they were always there. It's just a matter of finding that, that common ground, with his special interest, really honing into that to show people it was always there. And I didn't, I felt bad, getting to know other people that when I talk to them about like their kids' special interests, whether, like I said, it's trains or rockets or it could be anything. There was one beautiful individual I talked to, awesome, and talked to me all day about scuba gear and like deep sea diving. And I was so fascinated by how much he knew, and I was like, "Have you ever gone to the, have you ever gone to like you ever taken any classes like science classes?" And he wants to. That's what he wants to do. He wants to, learn marine biology and everything there is to know about. I'm like, wow, that's so awesome. And it's but to hear like like where it started, it just, it started with him seeing like a toy with the swimmer with the flippers and scuba gear on the back, and that ignited his passion for wanting to learn about like life underwater. And I'm like, man,
That's great.
so fascinating.
Yeah, so the little things can really ignite someone to their passion and to go for it, right?
Yeah.
So many parents would love to create something meaningful with their children, but don't know where to start. Can you share three simple activities to spark creativity at home?
One activity that you can do is draw, have, sit down with your kids and do the in and everyone can do this activity together. Draw yourselves as a superhero. Okay. envision yourself as a superhero. And what this lesson is all about is encouraging people to find or discover or, the best qualities about themselves. So it's all about understanding self-confidence. What are the things that you like about yourself? If you were a superhero, what would you stand for? If you were a superhero, like, what would be your mantra? Who would you help? Why would you do that? What's your superpower? Why do you like that? And it creates like this really cool discussion at the same time as you're creating them. Like, what colors would your superhero suit be? And why did you choose those colors? And that's one cool activity to start with. And it's fun that everybody can sit around the table and draw. And I did this and I did that. And that's where that, and you start that dialogue with that one activity. So that's one thing I would start with. The second one, I would say, if your kids have bad dreams or find it hard to sleep at night, have them draw their nightmares. The monsters under their bed, the boogeyman in the closet, whatever it is, you can start with that. Be creative. One of the things that I enjoyed with this was helping Jake like regain his power from whatever that would scare him at night. And what we would do is something as simple as taking like paper plates and creating like little tiki masks, like monster faces on paper plates, and I would tape them to his bed. And those would be like little, we would treat them as little totems. So because I created this story that in monster world, there are no such thing as mirrors. So monsters don't know that they're ugly. So if they were to see another totem or they'd see a monster face, the monster, the big ugly monsters would get scared and then they would go and run. And then
That's
another
brilliant.
thing I would do was another funny thing I used to do was I would take an empty water bottle and fill it full of water, right? And he wouldn't know this. He was a kid. And I'm letting out my secret now. So Jake, I'm letting sorry, buddy, but it was just a water bottle with water in it, and I told him that it was monster repellent spray.
Yeah.
And every night before he would go to sleep, I would spray this kid, I would spritz him with water, and he would be like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, well, it smells like monster sweat, right? You can't smell it because you're human, right? But to other monsters, you smell like a big hairy monster. So if you're sleeping, they're not going to go near the big hairy monster. They're going to leave you alone. This kid slept completely at n never had to worry about him waking up.
So wonderful, so wonderful. I love this.
So there are so many creative things that you can do to help kids, and of course you're going to look like a hero. And when it comes to drawing monsters like their nightmares, give the monsters silly names because it's the
Yes.
sillier names, the better, because you're not going to be afraid of, you're not going to be afraid of a monster called Mr. Poopy Pants. So it's like, he's not scary anymore. So, and this is how we created the villains in our comic book too, because they came from his nightmares. And so it inspired me to like, and Jake had this moment where he was really into horror movies. Don't ask me where in the world. I told him not to watch them, but he would sneak with his cousins and watch them when he was with his mom. And he would come home with the lights on. Don't turn the lights off, please. And I'm like, oh, you're watching horror movies again, aren't you? So I created a character who her best friend, her partner is a nonverbal ghost. And that only she can hear, which is a nod to creating a superhero for nonverbal children. So I created this ghost that had all these mystical supernatural powers, but only she could hear him and understand him. And she had the power of manifest. She has the power of manifesting her nightmares into reality to fight, the fight the forces of evil. The only thing is, she's also afraid of the dark. I thought it was
Okay.
really, a really cool character to create. And I did that for Jake, and it was a very, and that character came from all of these weird like activities. And it was fun watching him, like, draw like these really crazy monsters that I would interpret into villains for his own comic book. And that gave him the ability to sleep better at night because now it wasn't something he was afraid of. It was something he was looking forward to creating the next day. And he would just sleep all throughout the night. Another cool cool thing that you can do too is it's like the think of if I get this right, it's take how did I do it? It was a really cool exercise where it's like if you could think of five things, right? Five positive things that you can say about yourself. Just the like one word answers, just like, like awesome, like incredible. Just in one word, just choose five different words that you can use to describe yourself. And then that's how we created your superhero name. The awesome incredible, like, the awesome incredible Blanca, the awesome, the epic amazing Jake. And this is how we would create like our own superhero names. And so, but you're using like words that you would choose for yourself, and it created a positive, it created positive feelings, like the way how you see yourself, because
Yes, it
you
strengthened
yourself are
yourself,
announcing
probably.
those words, you're saying them out loud. I am awesome.
Yes.
I am incredible. I am cool. I am this. And it raises your self-esteem when you hear yourself saying it. Like, yes, that's your superhero name. That's what we're going to call you,
That's
And it's a really great exercise.
great.
So these are different things that
Yes.
parents can try and have fun doing. They don't have to, like I said, you don't have to be Leonardo da Vinci. We don't have to worry about like creating something that looks exactly like something, and nobody's going to grade you if like it doesn't look like. It's
No,
the
right.
creative process and the fun that you have with it that's the most important part.
So wonderful. So, what's the biggest lesson you've learned about parenthood through your autistic journey with Jake?
I wasn't prepared. No, I'm kidding. The biggest thing that I learned was I had so much more to learn. I didn't know how much I didn't know until I became a parent. And there was so much. It's crazy to say that because there was a lot of things that like I had to learn on the fly, and it was awkward, it was silly, it was ugly, it was a lot of things that I had to learn. And still, like 14 years in, there's still some things where I'm like, man, looking back, I could have done something differently. But we're all like that. There's no set instructions to
No.
the how you do things. I think the one thing that we
You
can
always
do,
try to do your best, right?
right? And I just wanted to be, in my quest to be dad, what was like, the best example I had of being a dad was my own. And he was, he was a guy of very few words, but he's really meaningful with what he says. So when my dad talks, it's like when he says something to me and I'm like, okay, I know he really means it. And it's like I made sure to, have that same meaning in all the actions I do also. So when so I tell him sometimes it's like I'm trying to do my best impression of grandpa, and it's like, and so he goes back to my dad. He's like, is he doing it right? But I mean, it's, one of the cool things is that, doing things together. That was the one thing that I remembered, like the one part I've said that I wanted to do or I wanted to pass on was the things that my dad and I that we still do together, the things that like, that we used to do when I was a kid. I tried to like emulate that with Jake in our own way. And, the drawing thing became our thing. And now I'm able to introduce him to the cartoons I used to love, the movies I used to watch. He's into the toys and the video games that I used to play. And, it's a lot of fun. It was a lot to learn. It's just a lot. It was a lot of stumbling
Yeah.
just to get to this point. And I don't think like, yeah, and I'm really appreciative of having this conversation because I know a lot of our interviews just mainly focused on, the comic book part, and not on the parenting part, like the hard,
Yes.
awkward. Yeah.
Yes, that's
It
it.
was a lot of work. It was a lot of work to get there, but yeah, it was inspiring. And throughout all like the headaches and anxiety, it really did teach me a lot. It really did. It really taught me to be patient. Yeah,
Yes, it's
that's the
about
word.
growing yourself too, right?
Yeah.
Growing yourself into a new person, into the father that you are now, into with every struggle that you had to go through,
Oh, man.
stretching yourself and challenged and everything. So, yes,
Boy, yeah. It
that's
was really.
parenthood, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's
There.
fun and you don't want to miss it,
Yeah.
but there is an opposite side. You have to accept this too.
I remember someone asking me in one interview, they were like, what's it like being, being a dad? And I said, it's kind of like being on a roller coaster and the roller coaster is on fire and everyone's screaming.
Well, it's similar like a mom.
Right. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. And it's kind of like, like you have all the answers. It's funny because Jake usually asks me all the time. He's like, "How come you don't know everything?" And I'm like, "Nobody knows everything, Jake. But you've been here longer than me." I'm like, "Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks for reminding me how old I am. Thank you."
They're so beautiful. So, okay, Led, if people like to get more information about you, your topic, what do you offer and where can they find you or get in contact with you?
Sure. You can easily contact me on social media. You can look for JetPulse Studios online. That's www. My gosh, I don't even know the name of my own website. It's www.jakejetpulse.com. Or you can search for us at JetPulse Studios on Instagram, the Instagram, Facebook, what other media handles? No, that's it. And also, you can check out Jake's stories and also like support his creative writing endeavors on Jet Pulse TV, which is our channel on YouTube. So you can also look those up and check out our fun comic book series that's online. It's pretty awesome.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much for sharing your story, sharing your journey. And we talked so much about art, superpowers, superheroes. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for being my guest here.
Thank
It
you.
was
Thank
a
you for having
pleasure to
me. I
talk to
really
you.
appreciate it. It's so awesome. Thank you.
So please stay tuned, subscribe, and we will see us.